WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shaking up his cabinet as the Russians strike more targets in western Ukraine. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Kyiv.
Russia launching a brutal assault on Ukrainian cities. Residential buildings engulfed in flames after explosive drones and missiles bombarded Lviv. Killing at least 7 people and injuring more than 30, including children, say local officials. It comes just a day after one of the deadliest Russian missile strikes of the war.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kula submitting his resignation today. A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's request to intervene in his New York hush money criminal case. Sentencing on the more than 30 felonies he was convicted of scheduled for later this month. The British government is out with a damning report on the Grenfell Tower fire that killed 72 people. It says regulations were ignored by both the government and the construction industry. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
There's a new housing development underway in West Baraboo. It will feature 120 1-to-3-bedroom units upon its completion next spring, and an expansion that could come later in this decade. The first phase of Prairie Hill Village, which is under construction alongside Highway BD on the northwest side of West Baraboo, is set to have 10 12-unit, one-story ranch-style buildings. It's expected to be completed in March. It will also feature 2 pickleball courts, a basketball court, garages for all units, and a walking path around the outside of the buildings, as well as a community garden and an area for dogs. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon thundershower and a high right around 82. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now, they can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
99.7.
Hide.
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 90s, and more. Max FM.
I hate myself for loving you, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing great, Maddie. I was just watching some video here on social media, and it was a little bizarre because I think I saw my spirit animal on social media here. It's a Himalayan brown bear.
Okay.
And I noticed that the way it kind of lumbered along was a lot like what I look like in the morning when I haven't had my first cup of coffee. It was weird. It was like looking in a mirror. It was just, I don't know.
We all feel that agony first thing in the morning, don't we? Just trying to get out of bed, just trying to get to the kitchen to accomplish really anything. That's the goal. Yes. Right away in the morning. Anything fun and exciting happening in your world right now?
Well, you know, getting the teenager ready for school. His first sure. official day is today.
Nice.
So we had to kind of do some prep work for that. Yeah, he's actually taking a college course this year.
Very cool.
So, yeah, he's going to be taking a course in geology. So we had to get his textbooks for
sure.
him and everything. And yeah, so it's basically the back to school-ness
yeah.
for the teenager and getting him ready. And yeah, that was about it. I did not make the opening. I guess the Hard Rock Casino just opened a new place in Rockford. So there's a new Hard
nice.
Rock Casino. And I feel like I should have been there. I mean, that is
sure.
Cheap Trick's
right.
Former stomping grounds, and me being such a big Cheap Trick fan, I know that Rick Nielsen, I think, was there, and a few other
I would go
Cheap
after
Trick
the
members,
crowd
I should
subside.
Have been.
That's when
yeah,
I would go.
Yeah. yeah. Do you remember Planet Hollywood's back
oh,
in the day?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think somewhere yeah. way back in a box in a closet, I have Planet Hollywood t-shirts yet that people picked up for me or I found
right.
along the way as well. So I
Who
think-
was it? That was it was Bruce Willis,
yeah.
Schwarzenegger,
yep.
right? And Stallone.
Yep.
It was
I
there.
Joint? So I believe
yeah.
so. Like, talk about a dynamic trio of people and big Hollywood heavy hitters at the time, because obviously the three of them were on the top of their game when they started Planet Hollywood. Obviously, it was meant to compete with Hard Rock Cafe, but had to stay a little bit on the smaller scale. I don't know if they ever did, but it was definitely very iconic. And again, if you're a kid of the 80s, you totally
oh,
remember
yeah.
these things. You totally yeah. remember it. And they had really cool t-shirts as well. Rivaled Hard Rock's brown and orangish, yellowish
mm-hmm.
logo because mm-hmm. theirs was bright. You know, it was made to look like neon and all of that good stuff. So it was good stuff.
Well, there used to be one in the Mall of America years
yes,
ago.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that way, way back in the day. So we never ate there because, well, it was always a little overrun. And let's face it, Hard Rock Cafe is really cool as far as the music history goes. The food, not so much.
Right. You kind of went there to look around. You didn't
yeah,
really
not,
go there
you're not
to
paying
dine.
For the food.
Yeah,
yeah you're not paying
great.
For the food. That's not what you're doing. Well, Phoenix starts his school, his year back to school today. Dexter and I dove in last night, and we picked curriculum finally. I had mentioned the fact that the curriculum we've used probably for the last 5 years is going out of business, so I had to come up with something completely new.
A new game plan.
Dexter yeah. does not really love school. It doesn't matter what you put in front of the kid. It doesn't matter how you teach him. He just thinks school is boring, archaic, and probably the stupidest thing he's ever going to spend his life doing.
There are many kids that feel that way.
Right? Although he loves to learn. So doing uh-huh. it in a way that makes sense for him is kind of the key when it comes to school. So we found this really cool English course that he's going to be taking for the entire year. And it's taught by a certified teacher, and I'm very excited about it because while he loves English and he loves to read, he does not like the writing portion. And so I know as his mama that, you know, writing is a little weak. So we got to work on this, especially as he's approaching the end of his high school days. So it's basically an English course for reluctant learners and
sure.
people who are on the spectrum, have ADHD. Maybe it's a little hard to comprehend all of those big novels. So they do it through graphic novels and actually really good film adaptations. The ones that are probably the closest to the books that you can find with supplemental mm-hmm. reading from the actual book. So it's not like he's not reading whatsoever. But then they make the assignments a little bit more fun and a little bit less formal while still grading on grammar and, you know, usage of pronouns and nouns and all of that good stuff, sentence structure. So I feel like it's kind of the best of both worlds and probably the most excited I've ever seen him for an English class, which, by the way,
okay.
neither of my kids that's Love English, which breaks my heart to every possible degree you can imagine. And they love to read. They love to learn. They just don't love to sit down and be forced to do it. They want to do it on their own terms, things that they enjoy, not stuff that they feel like, you know, is kind of out of the realm and really escapes where we're at in 2024. So that's where my kids are at. So we found that course. He's obviously taking Algebra 1, so he's very reluctant about that as well. Not a big math person either. And then the kid wants to go into forensics someday, you know, like the psychology part of it, going to the crime scenes, all of that. So we were able to find him a criminal psychology class for beginners. So he's very stoked about that. We were also able to find him an intro to criminology class for beginners. So he's very stoked about that. I know he's very excited. And then his dad really wants him to know how to run things like your Excels, your PowerPoints, and your Microsoft Words of the world. Because his dad's like, if you know how to do those things, you're already way ahead of the game on a lot of stuff. So he's going to be taking a course in that. He already knows bits and pieces, but this just puts it all together for him. He'll be taking government this year because, well, let's face it, we could all use a brush up on how government actually works in this country.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I want my kids to be, you know, knowledgeable about that. And then that'll be an entire year course. And then he was very excited because he loves the Asian culture. He loves to read anime. He's very interested in someday going to Japan and exploring even into South Korea. And so we were able to find him an Asian art course, which basically intertwines some of the art from Asia along with some history of the different cultures of Asia. And that's also a year-long course. So he's very, very stoked. We've topped that off with some Taekwondo as his gym credit because, well, if you see the kid come out of the dojo on any given night of the week, you'll know that he's worked his hiney off and learned a few things along the way. Red face, dripping with sweat, don't open the bag till we get home because you don't want the car to smell like whatever is festering in there kind of thing. So we'll use that as our gym course. And I feel like he's got a nice, complete, very Dexter-esque group of courses this year. So he's kind of excited to go into his senior year. I don't know if it's because of the courses, probably more because he knows this is it. And then he can pick what he wants to do after this.
Right.
Which
so there's a chance that he will hate it a little less this year.
Maybe. As long as he doesn't fight me every day, then I feel like we're winning at this school thing. He was a little excited about that. Got that done last night, which was a big burden off my mind because, let's face it, that is a homeschooling parent. That's never fun. And then to have to switch curriculum, something that you've loved for years. Oh, I was like, why are you doing this to me? It's like the universe torturing me. But we did that yesterday. Speaking of Taekwondo, he had his one of his classes yesterday, so that was super exciting for him. Went over and got some new batteries in our key fobs for my RAV because I was pretty sure I was going to be stranded somewhere without a hope and a prayer of getting in my car or getting anywhere. So got that figured out yesterday. Now, try to figure this out, though. So I go into the battery place, right? Because I'm in Madison, so I run in there. I'm like, all right, I might as well waste some time. I run in there, and I'm like, okay, I've got the extra fob. I've got the fob we use. Can I get batteries in both these? Sure, it'll be $25 for a lifetime battery. All right, if that's what we're charging nowadays for a battery for a fob. Wow. Now, listen, so right, this is where it gets a little hinky. So they hand me back my fobs. They charge me $52 with the tax. And they're like, now, these are actually lifetime fobs, but they do need to be replaced every 2 years. Well, I was like, what? How does that work?
Oxymoron. There you go.
Wow. I was like, how does that work? I mean, you just told me it's a lifetime fob.
That's not lifetime,
a battery
then.
In the fob, right? It's a 2-year battery in the fob is essentially what it is. He was like, well, now it's a serial number. It'll be much easier the next time you come in. The next time I come in, it just took you 3 minutes to put batteries in my fob. Now I don't want to be that old person who's like, you know, pitching pennies here because I need to get into my car. But this feels like some false advertising.
just a little bit.
Well, at least I know my lifetime battery fob is good for 2 years, so I'm set there. I didn't tell Corey Hartman that part because he was having a coronary over $25 batteries for the fobs, even though he knows how important they are.
Everything is ridiculous these days.
I know. And honestly, he was really hoping that the fobs were not going to be the solution because as much as he loves the RAV, he feels like it's time to move on from it. It's a 2012. It's got 230,000 miles on it. I mean, yeah, eventually we're getting there. Here's the thing, though. It still runs perfectly. The fobs are fixed now, so the thing has nothing wrong with it. And, I mean, it's a Toyota, so we all know what happens with those Honda and Toyota engines. And I said to him, I said, you're just not getting rid of it that easily. It's not going to die. You know this, right? It's been through storms. The thing just doesn't break. It never stops. It needs some new brakes right now, and that's the only thing that is wrong with that vehicle.
So secretly, just keep driving it. Yeah,
that's right. It's all paid off. I mean, the insurance is cheap because it's old. I mean, what are we parsing words over for? I was like, why are we even discussing this? Let's drive the thing till it's dead. I got the title. Then we'll handle it from there. And then we'll figure out what we're going to do.
I mean, if it's all about the fobs, I mean.
Right?
You know,
I know.
I mean, secretly, it's better that than another car payment, right?
Right, exactly. And secretly, I know he was hoping that the fobs were going to just be done. And, like, we couldn't, you know, like, regenerate them. We couldn't bring them up from the ashes. I think that's what he was secretly hoping. Because he's like, oh, so they work now from far away, from close up? I was like, everything's great. The RAV has been resurrected. It's a good day. And he was like, yep, a great day. I was like, nah, you don't get your wish on this one. I love this car. I love our RAV. I know it's old. It's got a ton of miles on it. It's got hail damage, but it is such a fun car to drive. And it's a V6. So when you really need to get somewhere and, you know, punch through traffic or, you know, exit onto the interstate, you got a little get up and go instead of just sitting there going at the line kind of thing. So I love my RAV. I'm going to drive that thing till the day that it absolutely won't turn on, fob or no fob, or battery or no battery. Yeah. I said to him, I said, this lifetime battery in my fob might outlast the RAV at this point. Then I found out it was only 2 years. We'll see who wins at this point. Now I feel like it's a turtle race. Now, of course, we are getting ready for football season, right? Tomorrow night, the NFL season kicks off officially for 2024-2025. The Chiefs and the Ravens play tomorrow night to open things up. The Packers will play the Eagles on Friday night. And we got a few headlines as far as football goes here this morning. So the Dallas Cowboys, right? They haven't won a Super Bowl since 1996. And yet for the 18th year in a row, they are the most valuable team in the NFL. Not only that, but this year they became the first team in all of sports to be worth more than $10 billion. So behind them, you have the Los Angeles Rams at $7.6 billion. The New England Patriots are now worth $7.4 billion. The New York Jets, go figure this one, $7.3 billion. You've got the San Francisco 49ers on this list at $6.8 billion. The Raiders at $6.7 billion. You've got the Eagles on the list worth $6.6 billion. The Bears, again, go figure. Sorry, Bears fans. $6.4 billion is what they're worth. And the Washington Commanders are on the list at $6.3 billion. Now, as crazy as it sounds, because they're building a bit of a dynasty, we just mentioned the Chiefs. They're all the way back at number 24 on this list, valued at $4.8 billion. That's at least a lot better than the Cincinnati Bengals, who are the least valuable team in the league, Finn. They sit at number 32. They're worth a measly $4.1 billion. And of course, right, just $4.1 billion. I mean, nothing too exciting there. And then, of course, you know, you've got the Green Bay Packers. If the pop-ups would get off my screen for 5 seconds, I don't know where it went. There we go. They are sitting kind of in the middle of the list. I got to scroll down here to tell you how much that they are actually worth. And obviously there's 32 teams in the league, so it takes a couple of minutes. And they're the smallest team in the league, so they're going to be a little bit less on this list. But they are coming in right in the middle of the pack. Where did we go? I just saw them on the list. But they're around number 15, 16 on this list. So not bad. Number 13, to be exact. There we go. I had looked it up earlier this morning. Couldn't remember that number off the top of my head, so I had to vamp there for a minute while I found it. But $5.6 billion for your Green Bay Packers, by the way. Not too shabby for the smallest team in the league and the smallest city that is represented by an NFL team as well. Now, some other news in football. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, we just can't get away from the stories. Well, there's a supposed legal document that was leaked recently that claims that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will break up on September 28th. It also details how the split will be announced and handled in the media. Now, this is probably a fake, but obviously, as you can imagine, the Swifties of the world, when they saw this, it did not go well for them.
I can only imagine.
Can you imagine what like a heartbreaker that was? I mean, if you think about it, we've all talked about, is this a real relationship, especially at the beginning? PR. Was this a fabricated PR thing? Now, the document was supposedly drawn up by a Los Angeles PR firm called Full Scope, but they're denying this came from them, and they're threatening to get their lawyers involved. Now, here in the real world, things do seem fine between the couple. Travis even admitted that Taylor is drawing up plays for the Chiefs. I mean, we talked about that yesterday. Patrick Mahomes said that's something she does, and now Travis is admitting that that is true. He said that they all involve him because, well, you know, she's a little biased. Well, that would make sense as well. He is their best receiver on the team, so maybe it's not biased. Maybe she's learned a thing or two watching some football over the course of the last few months. But it should be interesting if September 28th rolls around and all of a sudden there is shocking news for, you know, the world that Travis and Taylor are no more. You can assume that this just wasn't some sort of fake document. This was the real thing. So we'll see.
Yeah, but I mean, if they...
Now they can't, though.
Exactly. If the cat is out of the bag now, forget it.
Right?
I mean, they're not going to do it now. They'll have to wait. I mean, if it is actually a PR thing, then they would want to seize the moment without somebody spoiling it for them.
Of course. Now, according to this document, it says, quote, they're going to break up gracious, respectful, and stress mutual respect. And according to this document that's supposedly fake, they're going to say that they are both committed to their careers and personal growth. They remain friends and wish each other the best. So even if this doesn't come out now on September 28th, true or not, and, you know, maybe down the road, and that verbiage is used, you know that this was not a fake document. So we shall see. We shall see how this all plays out now. But obviously, this is creating some conundrum in the football/Swifty overlap world, which is still very strange world to me. But it's a thing now, and it's happening. So we'll see how true this is down the road.
We'll see this year how it compares to last year, as far as all of the Taylor Swift hoopla.
Like, are we over it a little bit? Do we need to show her after every play? I mean, and again, I don't fault her for that. I fault the NFL for that. I mean, you know, they love their money. They love their stunts. And it is listed technically as an entertainment industry. So if they can get the most bang for their buck because she's sitting in the seats chugging a beer, you know, they're going to do what they have to do. So I don't blame her for all of it. I really, truly don't. There's a lot of the NFL at fault there as well. Taking a look at the forecast right now, it's just a gorgeous start to the morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day once again. Lots of sunshine, 80 for a high, mostly clear, low to mid 50s tonight, then partly cloudy with an afternoon thunder shower possible tomorrow, a high near 82. Right now, it's 55.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Today's
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Mead King. They offer delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blueberry or pink peppercorn flavors. How about smoked cherry or a cinnamon vanilla flavored sizer? Enjoy a glass inside or on their newly opened patio, or order online to get it delivered straight to your door. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
99.7 Max FM. 7:32 right now. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's Los Lobos. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:35 right now. And if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you'd like to shop local, then you know the best place to go, MaxFMBigDeals.com. We're talking savings in some cases up to 50% off. And speaking of 50% off, you need to check out today's big deal of the day. It is a good one, especially if you love an adult beverage or two. The Mead King of Rock Springs. This is a $20 certificate for you to try some of their locally produced mead with a lot of locally grown items in it as well. Only $10 with that 50% off today. All right, so go take advantage of that. No coupon code needed. All you got to do is shop, fill the cart, and we'll take care of all of the numbers at the end of it, all right? But go stock up, because I'm telling you, the mead is delicious. They have all sorts of really amazing flavors, including cherry, which use some Door County cherries. They've got a hibiscus rose hips flavor. They've got a blueberry. They've got some vanilla bean flavor. It really, truly is amazing. So stock up on these. And remember, any of the certificates over there make really great gifts. Your friends and family never have to know that you saved a whole lot of money to get them something awesome. They just know they got something awesome. So MaxFMBigDeals.com. Go check it out right now and stock up on those Mead King certificates. 50% off today only. Now, coming up yet this hour, birthdays and anniversaries. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us, 355-9970. Plus, we're going to have a look at weather here in just a moment with Sean Cable. Beautiful today. Chance for some thunder showers tomorrow. He'll tell you all about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports on 99.7 Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers fell to the Cardinals 7-4 in 12 innings last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Michael Ciani drove in a pair of runs with a single, and Alec Burleson's sack fly capped the Cardinals' three-run 12th inning. Alvis Peguero gave up all three in relief and took the loss for the Brewers. Jackson Churio and Joey Ortiz homered in the loss. Despite losing, the magic number for the Brewers to clinch the Central has dropped to 13. The Packers are on their way to Brazil this morning, where they'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles in the season opener on Friday night. Running back Marshawn Lloyd was held out of practice yesterday, and Romeo Doubs, Edgerrin Cooper, Carrington Valentine, and Emmanuel Wilson all limited. NFL kicks off tomorrow night in Kansas City. The Chiefs playing host to the Baltimore Ravens. 49ers tackle Trent Williams has ended his holdout, agreeing to a restructured three-year deal worth $82.6 million. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear into the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an afternoon thundershower and a high right around 82. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now, they can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great Wednesday. I mean, I'd like to say we're halfway through another work week, but short week for a lot of us and all. Still feels good that we only have a couple of days left. We aren't counting down or anything. It's you too. This is Mysterious Ways on 99.7 Max FM. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 743 right now. And Finn, do you remember just a few minutes ago we were talking about Planet Hollywood and how it started and all of that good stuff? Chris actually texted us a photo this morning of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sly Stallone, and Bruce Willis outside of an opening with their arms raised, holding hands, because obviously it was a big moment when Planet Hollywood opened. So kind of cool. Got a picture of the old logo over there.
That's cool.
In our text line. Yeah. So very, very cool stuff. Thank you so much for that this morning.
And when you
Chris.
Think about it, those three guys, I mean, they're being huge celebrities at that time, starting their own business venture like that. They had to be one of the first.
It was a big deal. It was a big deal at the time. It made national headlines and international headlines as well. And there were a few Planet Hollywoods around the country. Obviously, not as many as Hard Rock, but, you know, they had to start somewhere, and there were a few. You could definitely check them out at different locations.
And they were fun to go to, but like we were talking about, not exactly the best place to get a meal.
No, you're not going in there for the cuisine. That's not why you dine at a Hard Rock or a Planet Hollywood type. It's like when people go to, like, the Rainforest Cafe or one of those Crayola Worlds or something. You're not going there because the food's the most amazing thing you've ever had. You're going there because it's a full experience, right? I mean, there's a lot of chains like that in the world. I have to say this morning, if I sneeze or cough, I apologize. I cannot tell if I'm getting a cold or if the smoldering burn pile that has been smoldering now for 3 days, thanks to our neighbors, and it's drifting right into our house, is causing allergies. I can't tell the difference. That's how bad it is. I'm all stuffy. I'm all congested. I'm sitting here with my box of Kleenexes this morning. My throat is itching. It's burning. So if I start to cough or sneeze, I do. I really, truly do apologize. I'm trying to hold it together really well here this morning, but it's not working very well.
I don't know. I haven't had the allergy thing bad recently, but this weekend, for some reason, it was pretty bad. I mean, I was itching my eyes constantly.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Somebody out here, when we came home, one of our neighbors a couple houses down had started a burn pile when we got home on Monday from the Twin Cities. And that's cool. You burn whatever you need to. Leaves, you know, there were sticks in there, doing some yard cleanup. That's cool. I don't disparage anybody who wants to do burning. I can. It drives me bonkers because of my allergies, and I'm very glad when it's over. But, you know, that's your private lot. You do whatever you need to do, and we don't have any sort of rules about that out here, unless there's a burn ban from the county because of weather conditions. And so they started burning this pile, and it was drifting toward the lake for a while. And then obviously the air switched around. This thing, I'm not kidding you, I just walked by it this morning and taking a deep breath, needed my hazmat suit or my gas mask as I went by. The thing has been smoldering since Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and nobody has put this thing out yet. It's just sitting there smoking. Well, now with the way the wind has switched around, it's blowing right into this direction of our house, and it essentially blows right into my bedroom window side. And I can't tell legitimately that's how bad it is, if I'm getting a cold or if it's just the smoke that is continuing to smolder out here. I can't tell the difference, but I am hopped up on every allergy medicine you can possibly imagine. I've doubled up on the vitamin C and the zinc, and I've got my box of tissues, and I've got my honey lemon throat drop over here, because it's been bad for a couple of days.
Girl can't get a break, can she? I mean, with the mosquitoes and the smoke and the pollen.
You know, and it really is beautiful out here. As much as I joke about Goose Poop Pond, it really is beautiful. It's scenic. It's picturesque. There are certain times when I'm coming up our road to our house, I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever, because it makes like this really cool tree canopy. And there are certain times of the year where you can just totally
appreciate it's
gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then somebody starts a smoldering pile of burn, and I'm like, what is happening right now? And I just it sends everything in overdrive. So I'm gonna do my best here to make it through this morning. I'll just keep dabbing my nose. It's fine. No big deal. You just let that smolder for the next week or so. Like, is it ever gonna stop? Like, quit smoking. I said to Corey, is it rude if I go over there with a garden hose? later today or a watering can
just
and just
it out.
Sizzle it out because this is ridiculous. Stop already. Anyway, now this could be good news or bad news depending on what time of the day that you head off to work, because there was this new study done, Finn, and I just want everybody to keep this in mind if they do have a long commute to work, that found rush hour is evolving. There aren't as many cars on the road pre-9 a.m. anymore because traffic is getting more spaced out. But in a lot of cities, that means that there's a mini rush all day long now. This report found that the midday rush hour is worse than ever. There are almost as many cars on the road at noon as there is at like 9 a.m. and even 5 p.m. It's been the general trend since COVID hit and flexible hybrid schedules became this thing that we enjoy. Now, you'd think that spreading it out might mean that there'd never be a rush hour, but another report found public transportation never fully rebounded after the pandemic, so there are just more cars on the road now. Well, yay. The traffic analyst behind this report said that there's less of a morning commute, less of an evening commute, and much more afternoon activity now. And maybe this is something we're just going to have to get used to, because they say, the experts in this anyway, say that this is going to be our new normal with these hybrid work schedules.
That checks out. That tracks. Yeah,
it does. You know, and I was thinking about it as I was reading this morning, because believe it or not, I know it's hard to tell some days. I do pre-read this stuff. But I was reading it this morning and I was like, you know, that totally makes sense, especially when you're in areas with a lot of traffic. It doesn't really feel like you get parts of the day where you don't see a lot of cars on the road. It just kind of always feels steady or busy, depending on what part of the country you're at or what city you happen to be in. So just something to keep in mind this morning as you're making your way to and from work. Now, luckily, you know, in Baraboo, Portage, Wisconsin Dells, Reedsburg, Sauk Prairie, we don't have to worry about too much traffic, unless you happen to get to one of those spots under road construction where there's no signs or anything and nobody really quite knows what to do. Then things start to back up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how was traffic for you this weekend when you took off for your destination?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. We were super happy, though, as we were making our way home, that we were going in the opposite direction of people returning to the Twin Cities, which is always an interesting phenomenon. And when we lived there, we lived in an area where we got a lot of the north traffic coming home for the weekend, you know, people going to the lakes and the cabins and all of that. And so coming home, there was hardly any traffic. But if you happen to be having to go back into the cities or through the cities to get wherever you were going, yeah, you were going to have some issues. You were going to have a lot of issues, that's for sure. And it's the Twin Cities, so it always seems like there's major road construction no matter what you do. I mean, they're always like, oh, road construction finished on this interstate. And then like 2 weeks later, road construction starts on this interstate. You're like, seriously, like what is happening? There's always road construction on some of their main interstates. But with that much traffic, I guess it makes sense as well. Speaking of road construction, so yesterday I had to take Aspen down to the Puppy Practor, which is in Partyville. And you go through Portage, obviously, and there's a bunch of road construction in that area. And so they had signs up that said road construction, road open through to local traffic. So everybody's going down this way only to find out that once you get there, oh no, it was barricaded shut. There was no way you were getting around there. So again, like my fob and the lifetime battery, this was a little bit of false advertising yesterday. Also made me a couple minutes late for my puppy practor appointment, but we made it. So just a little word to the wise, if you're in the Portage area and you got to head down, I believe it's a Highway T. Nope. Find a new path, people.
Reroute.
Because even though they say it's open to local traffic, it is indeed not open to local traffic of any
detour.
Sort. Yeah. That's right, unless you can get through the 12 barricades they have across the road at that point in time. You know, it wasn't in a big deal, but I was like, oh, it would have been kind of nice to know. I mean, there's signs up that say road construction or road closed, but then the, you know, open to local traffic is kind of, again, a little bit of false advertising.
Right.
But we made it. Everybody was safe and sound. It just kind of sucked for everybody going that direction, because there were a lot of people headed that direction, let me tell you. We've got to run through our birthday list that we have here this morning, Finn. If you are celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us while we go through the celebrity side of things. 355-9970. So we're going to start here at the top of our list with comedian Whitney Cummings. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday. She is the creator of Two Broke Girls, who did the Comedy Central roasts of Donald Trump, Joan Rivers, and David Hasselhoff. Hasselhoff. Beyonce is celebrating a birthday today as well. Yes, Queen Bee, crazy in love, irreplaceable, single ladies. She is celebrating her 43rd birthday today. Seriously, Beyonce is 43 years old, and
she still looks amazing.
Holy buckets.
And I mean, think back to the Destiny's Child day.
When she was only in her 20s? It's crazy. And then you look at this woman, and you're like, she had twins. What am I doing wrong with my life? I mean, that's essentially all I'm going to say. Max Greenfield, who played Schmidt on Zooey Deschanel's show New Girl, he's either 44 or 45. Nobody quite knows exactly what year he was born. I feel like that's how we should all do our birthdays. I'm either 29 or 48. I mean, you take your pick. It's fine. Wes Bentley, Detective John Lowe on American Horror Story Hotel. He played Seneca Crane in The Hunger Games and Blackheart in the first Ghost Rider movie. These days, he plays Kevin Costner's son on Yellowstone. He is 46 years old. Mark Ronson, who had Uptown Funk with Bruno Mars. He also has a Grammy for that and a couple more for helping Amy Winehouse on her Back to Black album. He is celebrating his 49th birthday. Oh, this is a good one. Ione Skye is celebrating her birthday. We don't hear about her very much anymore. She was the high school valedictorian Diane Court, the girl that John Cusack carries a boombox for in Say Anything. She's also the daughter of the singer Donovan, who had Sunshine Superman back in the 70s. 54 for her. Mike Piazza, retired catcher and MLB Hall of Famer, is celebrating his 56th birthday. From In Living Color, My Wife and Kids, The Last Boy Scout, and the Lethal Weapon TV series, which was pretty short-lived, Damon Wayans is celebrating his 64th birthday
today.
I don't remember that TV series. I think it lasted like maybe a season or two, if that. It was not good.
Okay.
Dr. Drew Pinsky is celebrating a birthday today. He is 66 years old. Candy Alexander, who plays Kerry Washington's mom on Scandal, and she's also the medical examiner, Dr. Alex Woods on CSI Miami. She's celebrating her 67th birthday. We have Lawrence Hilton Jacobs on the list. Freddie Boom Boom Washington on Welcome Back, Kotter is how you would know him best. Yeah. He's also in the recent Rob Zombie movie 31, celebrating his 71st birthday today. Legendary golfer Tom Watson is celebrating a birthday. He is 75 years old. And I love this one. Merrill Bubba Knight, who is one of Gladys Knight's pips, is celebrating his 82nd birthday today. Now, he also, if the last name kind of sounds familiar, there's a reason for that. He's also her brother. Nepotism in the pips. Remember, we talk about Nepo babies all the time. It started way back in the day. Celebrating 82 years. And I'm a huge fan of Gladys Knight and the Pips.
I don't even think Gladys gets enough respect. I mean, really,
she's really
kind of underrated as a singer.
I mean,
and yeah, Midnight Train to Georgia.
It's one of my favorites.
Classic.
I mean, I think she gets a little overlooked just because that was the same time frame as Aretha Franklin, Dionne Warwick, Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Gladys Knight gets a little overlooked, but
I kind of feel the same way about Roberta Flack too.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. Yeah. She's got an amazing voice, but Midnight Train to Georgia, that will always be forever one of my absolute favorites. And people have tried to remake that one over the years.
Can't do it.
No, that is a good one. I will say this as far as remakes go. Yesterday I had my Spotify list on while I was tooling through the countryside with Aspie, and Otis Redding's Hard to Handle came on the radio.
Nice.
on my radio. And that's such a great song. And you know, I'm not a huge fan of remakes, but Black Crowes did that one back in the 90s.
They did a great version, yep.
It was a good version, and I kind of forgot that Otis Redding, in fact, because the Black Crowes did such an amazing job, I kind of forgot until I was listening to it that Otis Redding had the original. But as far as remakes go, Black Crowes nailed that one. Don't try Midnight Train to Georgia, though. That one's sacred. Just saying.
Exactly.
Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And if you do want to add somebody to the list, remember, it's very easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at the forecast. Another beautiful day today. Lots of sun, a high around 80. It's starting out as a gorgeous morning already. And then by tomorrow, not a bad day, but we do have a chance for some afternoon thunder showers. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Whether it's a quick lunch or ready-to-go family dinner, the deli at Pierce's Express Market has you covered. This is Craig. Swing in and grab a whole rotisserie chicken at $7.99. Enjoy delicious Kretschmar Cherrywood Smoked Ham at $6.99 a pound. Pierce's homemade macaroni salad is $3.99 per pound. And Mrs. Jerry's cheddar broccoli pasta salad is $4.99 a pound. Deli Fresh homemade tortilla chips are just $3.99 a pound. And pair them with our Salt of the Border taco dip at $6.99 a pound. Pierce's Express Market, proudly serving the Baraboo area for 100 years.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows,